Whatever happened to, have you signed the papers with the new agent yet?
This is one of my favorites. Hopefully the audience will pay attention to this.
Do you hear how backwards that was?
You could just hear that there's no commitment to this conversation.
Why would you put that idea out there? Amazing intro.
Love it.
The prospect is more prepared for this conversation than she is.
All they had to say is...
Cash Call, everybody. Dale Archdeacon, Brian Curtis, back again. You are welcome. I'm just going to say it ahead of time. Right, Brian?
Absolutely. I'm excited to be here as always, Dale. This episode is going to be so good, even though we haven't recorded it yet. You're already saying thank you.
Look at that. We are feeling ourselves today. So I have an interesting call. I have an expired recording that we're going to listen to. And we don't play a lot of those on here, but man, this call really needs some help. And I'm going to say... I'm gonna use a Southern phrase, bless her heart.
Oh, good Lord.
Calling the expireds. If that gives you any indication of how this call is going to go.
I can tell you this. I was meeting with some people recently in the last couple of weeks, and I said, one thing that I never want to hear again is bless your heart. So, that's in my head. I hear I'm not even going to say what I hear, but let's just say it may not be appropriate for ages, for children under ages 18, what I hear, bless my heart.
That's funny.
I had some local real estate agent. I was calling about their house. Is it still available for sale?
Yes.
Okay. So you're still wanting to sell. Are you selling it on your own, or are you, you doing a for sale by owner?
Okay. This is not going so good out of the gate. Her intro script was not terrible, right? Calling to see if your property's still for sale. Great. And he said, yeah. All right, cool. And I think she was just a little bit confused and didn't know what to do after that. She was like, well, I haven't had that answer before. What do I do now?
I got the script for no. I don't have the script for yes.
Right. I was so prepared for no, not anymore. You know, beat it. Yeah. So now she's like, where are you for sale by ownering it? Like just trying to pick. I don't know what she's doing here.
I don't know either.
Yeah. So the guy says, I think my next question would be, great. Are you selling it yourself or is it listed or have you relisted the property if it's an expired, right?
Yeah. Have you relisted the property? I think is a great question.
Yeah. Super clear, right? Let's see where this goes.
No. It's going to be sold through a realtor.
Okay. So it's just not active yet. I just know that it came up as a canceled listing. So I just was checking in to see if you're still wanting to sell it.
Yeah, we're still wanting to sell it.
Okay. Okay, so it's still going to be listed by the same agent?
No.
Hit pause.
Go ahead, Brian.
In what way, shape, or form did he even imply that it was going to be listed by the same agent? It's a possibility. I agree that's one of the choices, but why would you put that idea out there? If the person go, you know what? That's a good idea. You might end up talking them into it.
Yeah, I don't. So she's doing this thing, and there must be some name for this way of talking where you keep trying to guess the answer, and
yes.
Then you check with the person to see if that's the answer. Oh, got it. So are you selling it for sale by owner? No, I'm selling it with an agent. Oh, Will you be selling it with the same agent? No, I'm not selling it with the same agent, right? I don't know why she keeps trying to pick the answer. By the way, everybody listening to this, before you think that Brian and I are two evil old people,
we are old.
We are old, but we're not evil. She's great job for this agent calling and doing the work that 90% of agents won't do. So she's showing up. She's doing the work. Good job for her. And we are here to help untangle this pretzel that she's making out of this conversation. Right, Brian?
Absolutely. You know, it's funny you talk about that. I had a horrible role play call this morning on my team thing. It was horrible. And I really thanked the guy and really appreciated the guy's new to our team. He's been on our team less than a week. And he went in there and screwed it up in spades. But he did it because I don't know how this ends. I haven't listened to it, but there is 0% chance that I'm going to list this house because I didn't call an expired. At least this person called. You have some chance. It's better than zero. Sometimes not much better than zero, but it's better than zero. And so, yeah, 90% of life is simply showing up, and I want to applaud that as well.
Yeah. And I do want to point out the reason that we're really just dissecting this call is because – let's say that this was like the first or fifth expired that this agent called, right? And she's fumbling through this thing And let's just say that she gets shut down and it doesn't go anywhere. She might quit and be like, well, that doesn't work.
Yeah, expired suck, right?
Right. I mean, that. but you can hear that really the difference in strategy or technique, how much difference it can make. We can hear that this agent is not prepared for this conversation. The prospect is more prepared for this conversation than she is, right? Which means that it okay. might not end well for her.
Well, let's hear some more.
Okay. No, so you got an agent. Okay. You got a new one that you're using?
I mean, are you calling because you have a potential buyer or you
this prospect is like,
you calling me?
Why are you let's get to the point. What do you want? Why are you calling me? Right?
Yeah, I do have I don't have a buyer in hand. I do have several buyers that I work with. So I was looking at the home online and saw that it was the listing had been canceled. And it's a beautiful home. So I just wanted to, you know, see what your thoughts are on, you know, working with someone that brings a buyer or and I can check my bank and see if there's a buyer that I have that would be interested in purchasing the home.
Brian, I would damn near pay this woman to role play with me. I know that I have a coaching company where people pay us to role play with them. This is like stabbing me in my heart right now, and I want to help her with this. Oh my God, this is painful.
Yeah, and here's actually, you know, Dale's, you know, he's kind of making fun, and we like to make a little bit of fun here. Here's the reality, though: it's only 10% wrong. Like, it's only that much of a tweak, right?
Yep.
And if we tweak it 10%, it goes from being a 2 out of 10 to an 8 out of 10.
Yep.
It's just the little things that you have to learn and practice. And, you know, it's funny. I wish I could tell you that it was unbelievably challenging to do all this stuff and you needed to spend thousands of hours with Dale. And that's not true. There's just little tweaks that this person could make and it'll be so much better.
You or I could drastically improve the way that she sounds in a couple of hours of practice.
Absolutely.
It just came up as a canceled listing.
Yeah, I mean, again, if you have someone that's willing to go ahead and, you know,
okay.
purchase,
okay.
then okay. I'd be willing to listen. Yeah.
Are you currently still occupying the home, or have you already moved?
I'm still currently occupying the home.
Oh, okay. So, are you just doing the showings yourself right now, or is there an agent that I should call? Or
oh my God. Right now we're I guess we're grouped.
Wait a minute. Whatever happened to, have you signed the papers with the new agent yet? Which, by the way, everybody listening to this, if he has signed the papers, in most states, she cannot have this conversation with him. She can't offer him the same services for which he is already in a contract. So you got to get to that question at some point. Right, Brian?
Yeah, keep it simple, too. Like, yeah. You know, why? Because here's the thing. A majority of, and I'm still a big fan of calling expireds, but the majority of expireds are just going to relist with somebody else. They already have it. And unless you're calling them at 8 o'clock the day their property expired, they've probably talked to 4 or 5 other agents by now. And there's nothing wrong with any of those things, but find out where the hell the guy's at. Hey, I'm just calling. I've got someone who might be interested in your property. With that in mind, I see your property is canceled. Are you planning on relisting it? Yes, I'm planning on relisting it. Great. Have you picked an agent yet? I have an agent that I'm working with. Are you committed to that agent, or would you consider working with me? If I would love to just come over and spend 30 to 45 minutes showing what we could do, at least that way you'd have a point of comparison. Does that sound like something that would be work for you? I'm available on Tuesday or Wednesday. Like, we don't Boom. Have to, you know. Boom.
There it is. Way better. That's why I'm like, we could fix this real fast.
Here's another great question, Dale. Hey, out of curiosity, what do you feel like kept your house from selling last time?
Yeah. Good question.
You want to ask that question for two reasons. First of all, I think it's a good thing to get the seller to talk about it. And then second of all, sometimes they'll give you the keys to the kingdom. Well, they took these crappy pictures and they did this and they did this. Oh, let me tell you real quick. We take professional pictures. We do this. We do this. Why don't you give me an opportunity to come take? Because if you can solve their problem for them, that's what sales is in my mind, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I worked expireds and FSBOs and all sorts of stuff for many years. And in fact, what I did is I systematically also tracked expireds who relisted, because I also worked old expireds. And here's what I can tell you is that the majority of expireds either do not put their property back on the market or they put their property back on the market with the same agent. And they've done that before they ever get to you. They've signed that paper or extended it before you ever get to them. So there's a smaller percentage of people who are going to relist and are going to relist with a different agent. So you need to get to that much quicker so that you're not wasting your time. The people that have already signed with the same agent, you can't do anything about.
The punt.
Yeah. The people who are going to relist will consider you. You just have to get in there and sound good, right? And then of the people who feel like they've decided to take their property off the market, you know, permanently or indefinitely, there are some of those that you can convince that, you know, if it could happen again and they were 100% confident that it would happen again, you can potentially get into a conversation and potentially list them. Also, the only problem with those people is that most of them, before you ever get to them, have already made life choices that now exclude selling their house and moving.
True story. Expireds are a great thing, by the way. Dale just tilts at all the bad stuff about the expireds, right? But here's the thing we know. At some point in time in the last 6 to 12 months, this person wanted to sell their house. To me, that is a live human being that I want to talk to. Because how many times do you talk to people, no, I'm going to sell my house in a year. No, I'm going to sell my house in 5 years. No, I'm never going to sell my house. I mean, you're just dead on most on a lot of those calls. And at least an expired and a FSBO, you know that these people have some interest in selling their property because they've either currently have it listed or haven't had in the past. So
yeah,
we're taking it kind of like off. I mean, it's still for sale, kind of taking it kind of like off market, just so that we can, yeah, just so that we can kind of revamp things, you know, taking pictures, et cetera, and then put it back up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Pause, Dale. What did he say? He said, I want to revamp things. Do you know what that means?
Yeah, basically, somebody talked to him about taking it off the market to reset the days on market or to put it back up as a new listing. Somewhere he got that idea, and that's what he thinks he's doing.
If that is the case, I love this one. This is one of my favorites, and I think that hopefully the audience will pay attention to this. You cannot ever reset a listing ever again. Do you agree or disagree with that?
I don't know what you mean by that.
Every bit of information about every house that was ever listed is on Zillow.
True.
And where do people start? They don't go to the MLS and go, oh, look, this house is brand new. They don't have access to the MLS. They go to Zillow and they go, wait, this house was on the market, then it went off for 45 days and it came back on. That's not a new listing. And people understand that. People know that trick, by the way. How do I know? I've had clients tell me they wanted to do it. So therefore, I know it's a trick. So this is an opportunity to show your expertise and understanding. Hey, out of curiosity, what are you trying to reset days on the market? Yeah. Well, you know, we did that a lot 20 years ago and was a very valuable thing to do. Nowadays, all the information is currently made public through sites like Zillow and everybody knows what you're doing, and there's not actually an advantage to resetting the days on the market because they don't reset any place but our MLS. And the only people really have access to our MLS is real estate agents. So that is kind of a futile process. Now, if you're taking off for another reason, great. But if you're doing to reset days on market, it doesn't work.
Yeah. I have an analogy that I used to use when I was talking to potential sellers like this. And I'm not going to give the whole thing, but basically the crux of it was, hey, if you were looking for a specific car in a specific color and you just happened to find one at this dealership and it happened to be the right price, do you give a shit how long it's been sitting on the lot? No.
I don't.
You buy it, right? Same thing with buyers. So whatever fancy shenanigans you want to do on the backside, really, basically, you just haven't found your agent didn't find the right buyer for this house at the right price and the right terms. And I'm going to help you do that.
Yeah. And it's an opportunity, especially if the agent they're going to relist with, let's just say that was happening, is the one who told them to do it, which still exists. Mm-hmm. All of a sudden, they're like, wait, so this is a bad idea? Yeah.
Right.
You might have an opportunity to get in because of somebody else's incompetence.
Yeah. I want to see how this plays out.
Cell phone number or is this a...
Yeah, this is my cell phone number. Shoot you a text so you have my information. So you already have the agent picked out that's helping you now or...
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
We have that picked out.
Okay. Well, what I'll do... and how do you pronounce your name so I make sure I'm pronouncing... Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. So I will.
Like literally, this makes me angry. I really want to help this salesperson. I want to be like, no, no, no. This is what you go call him back. And this is what we're going to say.
Here's another thing. When you're having conversations with people, when you make assumptions, it can really hurt you.
She literally said, assumptively objected to herself.
Yes. So you've already picked the other agent out? He didn't say that.
Right.
So she said it, and all he had to say is yes.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, ask a question that doesn't presuppose that you lose.
Yeah. She is the opposite. She's like closing herself like a champion in the opposite direction. Yeah.
Yes. So reverse close. I don't know. I just made that up. I don't know what that is.
Good pick. And that's a beautiful home. Did do you know why, had you any thoughts on why it didn't sell?
Yeah, it's just, the previous realtor we had, it's kind of basic, kind of poor marketing and not really, following up on the things that we did have.
That was a great question after she already told him 3 times that he had an agent he was going to work with.
Right. I mean, look at it. He gave her all the tools. Bad pictures, didn't do good marketing, didn't follow up. Those are all my areas of expertise.
She's we're 3:14 in. I can see that she's going to finally ask about a contract, but I think she's going to do it backwards. Hey, if you want to get more help in your business, check the description below this video. There's a couple of links in there. We have a 12-week boot camp that we do. We have an inner circle group that we do, among other things. So check the description. We've got multiple ways that you can get involved with our training and make an immediate impact in your business right now.
So there were a couple, offers on there. It was just, or people were interested in making an offer. It's just the follow through wasn't there to go ahead and get the right deal.
Okay, understood. So you've already signed an agreement with your new agent. So you're already under contract with your new agent. I'm asking because I'd like to.
Dude, do you hear how backwards that was? He's literally never said that. And she's putting the words in his mouth.
This is a thing that happens. And here's why it happens. Because someone talks to 5 or 6 people and those 5 or 6 people say, we're under contract with our previous agent. We're under contract with our previous agent. So you get to this point where you almost have scar tissue and you assume that everybody's under contract with the previous agent. It's not true. Each one, you have to teach each one as its own individual set of information.
Absolutely.
And if you start making assumptions, boy, you're going to have a long or maybe a very short sales career.
Yeah.
So
I want to hear this.
In writing with your new agent. I'm asking because I'd like to have, come to take a look at the property as well. I do have a marketing plan and all of that available to help you get it.
Yeah.
I'm actually in the area as well. I live in so I usually I'm in the area a lot and very active in the area.
I mean, the only thing I can say is I get a lot of these calls every day.
I understand.
And they're way better than you are.
And it's one of those things no one's really trying to offer anything different. You know what I mean? It's always the same thing. Hey, the house is sell. What can I do to sell? And then
now listen, she Tommy Boyed this. Did you ever see that movie Tommy Boy?
Love Tommy Boy.
You know how Tommy Boy just talks out of his ass, but somehow he just falls backwards in and comes out smelling like a rose and gets the sale?
Yes.
This guy likes her. She did everything ass backwards, and what he's doing right now is the crack in the door that she could possibly get this deal, this listing. Do you hear that?
I do. Absolutely.
He is literally coaching her through how to close him.
That's why questions are so important.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to find out if she took this listing. But I would not be surprised if she accidentally got this listing.
So then I typically have asked them, okay, cool, try and convince me, pitch it to me. What new things would you be trying to go ahead and do that hasn't been done already? And it's, they're telling me the same things that I already know, right? So it's I understand it's kind of like a cold call, but, we're talking homes that are, $600,000, $700,000, $800,000. Strategies that you have for a regular home is not going to go ahead and work in this particular setting. You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's just people are pitching to me the same things and it's that's not going to work because the demographics you know, they're at a different price point, you know.
Well, of course, different price point. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, different things interest them. And so, like I said, people just, you know. Yeah, I think people, some people who have been calling me, they just don't know the market right now.
Uh-huh. Well, like I said, I am in the area, and I do, you know, I'm active in the area, in the area. I'm right down the street. So a lot of people don't know the area, but I am very familiar with.
Everybody listening, when this guy tells you all these things and all these other agents have called and they're all saying the same thing and they don't know the market and it doesn't work like that in this price point, do you know what you do? What I would do is I would say, oh, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Well, how do you think this property needs to be marketed? How do you think the best strategy to, what would be the best strategy to find the right target demo? You just let this guy talk until he gets to the end of his sidewalk and he runs out of the things he thinks and the things he knows. And when he gets there, that's when he will be invested in you and the plan that you two came up with together, which literally was just his monologue about how he thinks it should go. Then you will have a very good shot at getting this guy to list with you.
Absolutely. And I don't have any idea what this guy has in mind, but Dale, you know this. I know this. There's not, I will kind of agree with him. There's not a ton of creative marketing in real estate. There's just not. I mean, at the end of the day, some ridiculous percentage is sold on the ML because of the MLS. In other words, they hire a buyer's agent, they go and they do the co-op and there it is. That's a very high percentage. Some of it is open houses. Some of it can be some potential marketing, but there's not a ton. So, you know, one of the things that we do is we'll do Facebook marketing. And one of the things that we do is we make sure that the seller is inside that Facebook marketing group. In other words, the seller is going to start seeing our ads so that we can actually do that. So it's an interesting thing. There's not a ton of creativity anymore simply because we all learn from the same people. I had a client one time tell me I should advertise in a hunting magazine because their house was on the lake and it had a bunch of property and people would want to hunt there. I'm like, advertise your house in a hunting magazine. I didn't, listening, but you know, it wasn't going to help. It's not where people go to look for a house. They're not walking, looking through a hunting magazine and go, oh God, finally I found this house that I was looking for when I was in a hunting mag. I mean, it just, those are the kind of things that people get in their brain though. And then you've got to be able to explain why or that does or does not work.
Right. All right. I'm going to skip down. So I was reading through the transcript. It looks like this guy did sign. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'd love to follow up with you. I know you've talked to a lot of real estate. Yeah. I can only imagine. But I would like to talk further with you about, you did sign something with the agent that you're using, or are you still kind of on the fence?
No. We're definitely going to go ahead and go with the agents that we're using.
Okay, you're going to go with the agent. Okay.
Yeah, well, they know exactly what they're doing. But again, if you're willing to go ahead and, you know, bring a buyer or someone.
Okay, I'll definitely, look at it because it is a beautiful home. I mean, I've seen the pictures and I am familiar with
okay, so we found out he, you know, well, we still don't know whether he signed because he never answered the question. He didn't say he did. He said, we're going to go with the agents we're working with. He didn't say we signed paperwork with them.
Fair enough. And she did nothing to persuade them otherwise.
She did not.
Well, that was...
Yeah, right? Like, oh my gosh. One of the most slow motion bus crashes I've ever watched.
If you guys are watching this, come up with some strategies that you're going to follow based on the lead type that you're going to call. Like, have some setup questions for yourself. If you don't know where to go, have 3 or 4 preset questions that you ask. Like, you know, on the buy side, Dale asks, do you rent? Do you own? We ask that question all the time, and it's such a valuable question, right? So having questions that cause the other person to talk, you know, with expireds. Hey, what is it that you didn't appreciate about your last agent? What is the thing that you'd like to see that your last agent, would you like to see them do differently? These are very simple questions, and if you don't want to worry about stressing out in the middle of a phone call, write them down.
Yeah.
I mean, after a while, you'll have them memorized. You do them enough, you'll memorize them, but, you know, write them down.
Yeah.
Very simple.
And listen to your recordings because, and just the, you know, the concept, and again, I don't know what the technical language term for it is, but when I say she asked her questions backwards, you know what I mean, right?
I do.
Where she asserted the answer and then sought to confirm it it was assumptive, but used in the wrong way.
Yeah, we actually run into this quite a bit, Dell, I think, you and I, over the years. We just keep running into people making assumptions. I'm gonna make a suggestion. It's okay to make an assumption, but if you make one, make it benefit you.
Of course, you want to get good quality skill training, right? You don't want skill training from trainers, right? Two different, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So the last one is like, huh? Why would you ask the question that? Why would you assumptively say, I don't want skill training?
Right. Because I was actually a little, I didn't know you were doing that. It confused me. It was such an awkward question, right? But that's what she did. Right. She gave the person the wrong answer and then assumed it was true.
Anyway, what do you got for us, Brian?
Well, I have a very interesting call. I'm very intrigued to find out if you have the same conclusion that I do. And the conclusion that I have is the agent was not interesting enough to keep the buyer on the line. Mm. And the buyer had another call.
Okay.
So I want to say something about that, though, is that may have been true. But if I am about to hand you thousands of dollars or give you exactly what you want, you'll let the other call go to voicemail. So either way, probably not a huge win, but there's some opportunities here to,
I don't know, Brian, honestly, like, you know, I would almost chew my own arm off to get away from a salesperson unless I really wanted to talk to them. And so I feel like a lot of, you know what I mean? Like nobody wants to talk to a salesperson.
No, that's why we got to make them forget that we're selling them. So
anything else pops up, I'm going to go after that.
Okay. I appreciate that. I will argue if I'm bringing enough value in the moment that you'll hang out.
Agreed. Agreed.
Let's play this thing.
Thank you for holding. So I have on the line with Realty. I shared all the information we discussed. So I'll let take it from here. And it was a pleasure talking with you.
Okay. Thanks.
Thank you. Hi. Would you like to schedule a showing for this house on?
If he wants to go see it, so amazing intro.
Love it.
Not at this time. I was really just wanting to see some more pictures.
Right. I noticed that there was only two photos, and I thought that was a little strange. We usually only do that on homes that need a lot of fixing up, but this one looks like it's in good shape, and it's priced to be in good shape. So
great. She said, we only do that on homes that need a lot of work. I don't know if this is your listing or not. And she gets, if it's not, oh my God, you need to pin this one up on the cork board at work, because that was perfect. Instead of like, oh, I don't know why the listing agent does that. That crappy XYZ Realty, they sometimes do that, blah, blah, blah. No, her answer, perfect.
And then it changes.
Frequently over the years, people have been like, why don't you play just good calls? Why don't you play the perfect ones that show us exactly what to do? Because I literally have never listened to 100% perfect call, including my own.
I've never even made the perfect call, let alone listen to it, right?
Yeah. There's no way. It doesn't happen. There's always something where it falls off, or there's a problem, or you could have done it better. Just the nature of sales. It's just, I think what we do is we end up making fewer mistakes the better you get.
Yeah, we're not looking for perfection. We're looking for excellence. We just want to get really better.
What's the difference between excellence and perfection?
Perfection is 100% everything was done exactly how it should have been done. Excellent is extremely high quality, and there's still potentially room to do something better.
All right. I love that. I love that definition. There we go.
I'm a recovering perfectionist, so I don't use that.
I haven't recovered yet.
Excellent.
I will reach out to the listing agent, see if I can't get some more photos.
Damn it.
It does say professional photos coming soon, so I think they were just kind of...
Right, so all this person had to do, they had the information that the professional photos were coming soon. All they had to say is, hey, I'm not 100% sure why they're not, but they are coming soon, and I'd be happy to update you the second they come on. How's that? Something like that sound for you? Great. Awesome.
Get rid of the listing agent. Damn it.
The only time I ever talk about the listing agent is, are you the listing agent? And then I have to answer honestly.
Right.
But otherwise, I don't want to bring it up.
I'm not sure what they're...
So the other thing I want to point out here as we listen to this, kind of the person kind of dealing what I refer to as external processing, she's having her thoughts out loud, and they don't care. They don't care what your thoughts are. Don't have them out loud. And by the way, she's just trying to figure it out. Stop it. we've got the information. I'm not sure. As soon as they come on, move to the next step.
If I'm able to get some photos, what level of interest? I know you said you need to move in the next, or you're planning to move in the next 90 days or so.
I'm going to play this again. Listen to the tone of her voice at the end of this. And this is a problem I hear a lot.
If I'm able to get some photos, what level of interest? I know you said you need to move in the next, or you're planning to move in the next 90 days or so.
Did you hear the huge upswing at the end?
Mm-hmm.
That says I don't have certainty about what I'm asking.
Okay.
Were you planning on moving in the next 90 days or so? You were planning on moving the next 90 days or so?
Mm-hmm.
I sound like I have no idea where I got that information. It's a wild ass guess. It just... Watch those upswings. I know that's a minor thing, and that's probably not going to keep someone from getting a deal or not getting a deal, but it says to me, I am uncertain.
Mm-hmm. I don't have a problem with it, honestly.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with it because I don't feel like it's a critical question.
It's not.
Yeah. And so that's, I think, why I don't have an issue with it. If she were closing for an appointment and she upswinged on it, I'd be like, do not do that. That's like, that's a critical piece that you need to do properly.
And the reason I say what I say is because I only want people ever upswinging on purpose.
Yeah, because, that makes sense.
Because that way you don't accidentally do it when you're closing.
Yes. Yeah, there are times when you definitely do not want to upswing.
Yeah. And honestly, if you never do it at all, it'll still be okay. If you use it subtly to try and make the person ask, that's great. But the only time I want people to do it is do it on purpose. Everything else should be even tone or downswing, in my opinion, because like we just talked about a second ago, I can't always be perfect. So practice the thing. No one's ever going to be mad at you. No one's ever going to feel uncertain or out of whack or whatever if you downswing or stay neutral. So it's just, it's an over, how do I say this? It's a very much a safe play in my mind.
We're not really planning to, but if something, you know, was really great, we would consider it. But,
okay.
The other theme of this call for me is ask the next question. If something was really great, we would consider it. I don't know what's great, Dale. Do you know what's great?
Nope.
Guess what? Neither's the agent. No. So you got to ask that question.
The prospect might have an idea. We should ask them.
I think he's the guy to ask. I really do.
So you do have a home to sell first. Is that your local lead in North Carolina?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, and I'm local. I'm right here. And when you first talked to the gal from Milford.com, she's not local. And they connect you to me, who is right here. So you'd have a home in and I can reiterate that if it's in good condition and priced right, it would definitely sell quickly.
Okay. Couple of things. I don't know what your purpose was about talking about the woman from Realtor, who's not local, Realtor.com. So that was kind of useless. I don't know what purpose that was for. Do not tell somebody who has no rapport with you that their house will sell quickly. Why? In God's name, would you tell them that their house will sell quickly? Because all I hear is, you don't really need me. You could choose anybody at any time, and you don't need to take any next step right now. You could just get back off this phone, and whenever you're ready to talk to somebody, you'll be totally fine because your house will sell, no problem.
Right. It's not 2021, guys. We don't have to just put a sign in the yard and wait for the offers to come in. We're going to have to do some work. Oh, yeah. You know, so... I'm not saying that you talk bad about the market, but he didn't ask about the market. He didn't ask how fast his house would sell, wouldn't sell, none of those things.
Didn't ask about the market. And don't be like, oh, hey, nothing, no time is of the essence. None of it matters because you're going to do great no matter when you decide to get information or talk to an agent. That's literally the message she delivered to him.
Almost maybe not meeting your needs or that you're looking for elsewhere that this home doesn't have.
Yeah, we're wanting to kind of get away from the POA and looking for higher taxes. We're retired and we're looking for lower taxes, I mean. And yeah, a little bit. We're kind of looking for something a little bit closer to with the appointments and everything. We end up going there, so no real big deal there. But
yeah.
Yeah.
So what would the ideal home in the area, like how many bedrooms, what size?
This guy's not connected to the salesperson. The salesperson needs to ask about him personally. Who's moving with him? You can't ask wife or kids or grandkids, but she needs to angle the conversation around to family interests, Ford, that kind of stuff, right? Family, occupation, recreation, dreams. She needs to go that direction because this guy's not emotionally connected to this conversation.
Yeah, I think what I would have probably said when he started talking about downsizing, we got 3,000 square feet. Oh, great. So I completely appreciate that. Downsizing, a lot of people are doing that. What would be ideal for you to downsize to? And that's not even personal. But hey, and out of curiosity, who's going to be living with you?
Yes, that, right? Who are you moving with? Downsizing, that's a big decision. So who are you making this life decision with now? Who's going to be moving with you, right? Him talking about the family, right? Oh god, you and your wife, all right, that's great. Do you guys have any pets?
Exactly. I was so funny, Dale, reading my
mind. Gonna do the same thing.
Pets the next thing, because now I can talk about how I need to find a house that's pet friendly, the backyard with the fence, all those kind of things, because I'm trying to understand this person.
Yeah.
And we don't know anything about this guy. He's old and doesn't want to pay taxes. That's what I heard.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And hopefully the listeners can hear that the guy's not emotionally connected to the conversation. I know he's not. And we haven't heard, he hasn't cracked open and given his story, right? He's still this sort of shell. Not that he's resistant to it, but you could just hear that there's no commitment to this conversation.
He's a little bored.
Well, we're right at 3,000 square feet now. My wife is an avid quilter. She has a rather large quilting machine, so our basement is pretty much taken up by quilting. So a bonus room.
Wow, the whole basement. What do you think about the avid quilting? Draw him into it, yeah? You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's funny. So he said a bonus room, there. Oh, cool. So, hey, I don't know shit about quilting. Don't say that. But I don't know anything about quilting. You say your wife does, tell me a little bit about that. That's it. Super interesting.
There you go.
It's not remotely interesting to me, but it's super interesting to me.
Yeah. What you think about it is interesting to me because you're going to get attached to this conversation as a result. I don't care about quilting.
When people give you an opportunity to build rapport, take it. I don't care if you're in the middle of discovery. I don't care if you were ready to close. Maybe not if you're ready to close. But take the opportunity to build rapport. Like, it is so vital. It is so, I'm begging people to do it. So many people are so worried about wasting their time. And I don't think this agent is, I know her very well. I don't think she's worried about wasting your time. But so many people get so stuck in three bedroom, da, 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 da. Nobody cares about that stuff. It's just data.
No, people are not usually emotionally connected to the what, which is the house. They're connected to the why of the house or the move or the need or whatever.
That's why we ask the question and try and get them connected to it a little bit. Hey, what would your perfect house look like? And then hopefully they start talking about, well, I want this big backyard so I can hang out with my grandkids. Oh, okay. Grandkids. Where do they live, by the way? I don't know if this guy's got grandkids. I don't know. I mean, I don't know if he has family local. I don't know any of those things because we got so stuck in the details of just details.
Workshop. I didn't know if it would have a good enough area for her to do her quilting in. I'm getting another call here, so
I'll look for the photos and I'll send you my phone number and we'll be in touch later. Okay.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay.
If it was me, and I just got connected, I'm still trying to build rapport, the guy goes, oh, I got another call coming in, I might be like, oh, can you call them back? Just ask.
Either that or when can I call you back? Can I call you back in 20 minutes?
Yeah.
At least that's something. I don't like that as much. I mean, I'm agreeing with you. I don't like it as much because the chances are they may not answer the phone. Although I am going to say something and it may be inappropriate. Everyone, please forgive me. This is an older gentleman, right? That generation answered the phone.
They did. That's why he's so like, oh my gosh, you have to answer a phone that rings. Well,
I mean,
we're already on a call. Call them back.
I can tell you right now, if a phone call's coming in and it's legitimately important to me, I'm like, holy crap, I got a really important phone call coming in. All I heard is its phone rang again. Like, yeah. it might be another unknown caller or another real estate. I'm like,
well, in that case, Brian, what we can do is just say, oh, is it important or can you call them back? I think that's a great question, right?
I think that's a fabulous question. I'm feeling that. That's a great question.
There we go, listeners. There's the nugget from Dale and Brian.
My big takeaways here are build rapport. It's just one big takeaway. Build rapport, because this guy, I bet you, if this phone call hadn't come in, he probably talked to her for an hour and a half. I mean, he's just a nice guy, but we really didn't give the person any reason to just say, I want to keep talking to Sue. That's not her name, but he was like, yeah, you know, there's another call coming in. It might be more interesting. It's kind of what
this might be better. I'll talk to you later.
Talk to this other telemarketer, you know, at least maybe they're selling me something I want. And it might not have been. It could have been his daughter, and, you know, it's a very important, and she's 9 months pregnant. I mean, I don't know. But to me, if I really want to get off the phone and I get a really important phone call, oh, crap, my wife's calling me, and she told me that, it was going to be real important. So I didn't realize I got to go, you know. And that's just me, I guess. But I'm not sure this guy had to go.
I don't know. I believe
I don't know. It's a toss up for me whether he had to go or not. I was hoping you'd know the answer, but unfortunately,
I believe him. I think it's what one of your theories was, which was he's just the guy who answers the phone and the phone rang and he has no idea who that one is either. And he just answered it. You know what I mean? Cause that's what you do. And he was not emotionally tied to the conversation he was currently having. So he didn't get
any benefit from being here. So
he
maybe
not get anything out of that one. Yeah. Not that it was bad. It wasn't bad. No. It was just like, meh, you know, everybody. You're welcome. I did say I started with you're welcome. I think this was a good episode. I think we got a lot of good nuggets in here that hopefully these people can take, that you can take and go and use in your business. So thanks for joining me and Brian Curtis today on Cash Call.
Thanks, everybody.
Hey, if you thought that was helpful and you want to get more help in your business, check the description below this video. There's a couple of links in there. So we have a 12-week boot camp that we do. We have an inner circle group that we do, among other things. So check the description down there. We've got multiple ways that you can get involved with our training and make an immediate impact in your business right now.